Now on KUOW's The Record, we have reporter Liz Jones covering a May Day demonstration at Judkins Park in Seattle. So let's see what's happening. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Bill.
What do you see at the protest so far?
Well, the crowds are gathering. They've kind of been filtering in here for the past hour or two. We've got speakers here filling the park, and just the crowd mostly listening at this point to speakers in Spanish and in English talking about immigrant rights. But just kind of you're seeing people start to feed in through the side streets here and fill up the park. Lots of familiar faces, people who've made this an annual tradition to come out to the May Day March every year, and some people who are coming here for the first time.
Yeah, could you give us an idea about some of those people turning out today?
Yeah, I spoke earlier to a labor leader here in King County, and he said, you know, he's come every year and really wants to come out to support worker rights. But he said this year, you know, one thing he's really pushing for is he wants to see amnesty. He wants to see amnesty for undocumented immigrants. Amnesty can be a dirty word in certain parties, but, you know, something that would give a legal path to citizenship for the 11 million or so undocumented people who are here in the U.S. Also talked to a Japanese-American immigrant who just wanted to remind people about what happened with the Japanese internment and the message of never again. Let's support the rights of all immigrants in this country. And then I spoke to another woman who was from a First Nations tribe and said, you know, if you want to start deporting people from this country who are immigrants, start with the first ones who came. How about the Europeans who came over? That was her comment.
Liz, how much is this May Day different from or the same as in past years?
Well, a lot is the same. We see the pretty strong police presence here as they expect perhaps some disruptive protesting later in the day. This immigrant rights march tends to be very peaceful gathering that happens earlier in the day. Sometimes we see a little bit more turmoil later on. But I think what we're hearing and seeing from people is there is a little bit of a change in the atmosphere of a lot of immigrants feeling concerned about some policies that have been enacted under President Trump in his first 100 days. Some ramped up anti-immigrant rhetoric that we're seeing around the country and here locally, and just some worries about how people's lives might change if they will be able to continue to live and work here in this area and still feel supported.
Yeah, well, since there'll be so many people out today visibly demonstrating for immigrant rights, have you heard people worrying that immigration enforcement is going to be out looking for undocumented demonstrators?
That is not a concern I've heard, and we certainly don't see any ICE presence here, and no one has mentioned that being an issue. And Immigration and Customs Enforcement does have a policy about situations and gatherings like this. It's called secure or sensitive locations like churches, weddings, schools. That is a place that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, has said they don't do enforcement or raids in those kinds of locations to give people the ability to continue to gather and go about their lives in peace. This is not a kind of place that they would expect to see them target.
Finally, Liz, will you give us some idea what we can expect through the day on this May Day?
Yeah, so the crowd is gathering here at Judkins Park in Seattle's Central District. The march will go through the streets down towards Seattle Center starting at 1 p.m. today. It should arrive at Seattle Center around 3. And then there are other kind of unpermitted protests happening later in the day, sort of anti-capitalists, more anarchists. And this is something we've seen in years past. Since 2012, we've seen kind of an anarchist band of people come out, a little bit of violence, some kind of police back and forth, some arrests. That has sometimes overshadowed the message of the Immigrants' Rights March here. So people here were really saying they hope their message will get out about supporting immigrants, supporting workers' rights, and not have the kind of anarchist message dominate the day.
Yes, that mix of messages is exactly what we're going to be getting into in about 25 minutes. For now, that's KOW's Liz Jones in Judkins Park in Seattle at a May Day demonstration focusing on immigrants' rights. Liz, thanks for that.
You're welcome, Bill.